And it's time for a mini Tell It LNG on WLNG. I'm Dan Dupre. We have some guests who are doing a show over at Guild Hall in East Hampton, right over there by the town pond. And we have Isla Hansen, Tucker Martyr, and Christian Scheider. And welcome all three of you here to WLNG's broadcast house.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh, we appreciate you guys coming in. The show is called The Summit, and I'm thinking it's either something to do with diplomatic negotiations or climbing a mountain.
Wow. Metaphorically, all of that.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us what the show is actually about. Whoever.
So the summit is about a group of transhumanists, people who are trying to live forever by uploading their consciousnesses into a computer. And the summit is this process by which they do that, and the evening sort of bacchanal party that is the night before they all do that.
Wow. So who wrote this show? Is this something you guys came up with, or is a playwright put this together?
So all three of us wrote the play or show. It's a bit of an experimental art piece as well. We wrote it, are directing it, and designed the set and made all the props and costumes.
All right, so you saved on a lot of employee salaries then.
Apparently. Yeah, you could say we are saving money.
But so the show was is it like in three acts, or is it two acts? Is it one big thing?
How it's a one act play, and there's a few reasons for that. One being that there's a lot of action. So one of the big influences for the play was the films of Peter Sellers, or maybe Jacques Tati, or Buster Keaton, or Charlie Chaplin, these physical comedies where it's not necessarily just about the words being spoken by select characters, it's about a whole picture. And being a slapstick, being a science fiction slapstick, you're seeing a whole picture in front of you. There's multimedia, there's projection, there's a live band, there's dancing, there's 20 actors on stage. We break the proscenium of Guildhall and open it into the garden, into the balcony, into the back booths that we turn into sound stages. So one of the reasons for it being one act is we don't want to interrupt this picture that you see in front of you that evolves and gets ever more interesting as the night goes on.
Right. You said 20 actors, so that kills the whole theory about trying to save money, right? Or are they all free? They're all volunteers?
It's complicated.
Yeah. No, I mean, basically, a lot of these actors are doing this. This is an experimental performance, and we call that for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is so that we can have that many actors. They're all so talented, and many of them are professionals from New York. Some of them are local actors. Some of them are high school students. And the reason for that is because the play has a wide range of characters, and it's about an unexpected group getting together. These are the people in the future of 2081 where they can afford it. And so it's a joke that, like, there's no real logic beyond who could pay at the time. And so we have a wide range of people and ages and skill sets, and we think that that serves the piece.
Now, is there interaction with the audience on this, or is it just everybody's up on the stage doing their thing?
There's one point at which we inflate an inflatable on top of the audience.
What type of an inflatable? Are we talking about like a Pink Floyd show type of thing? Or
it's a giant plastic drop cloth pretty much turned into a balloon. So there's a little bit of interaction. I would say it's not interactive theater in the sense that...
Right, you're not dragging somebody from the audience
right,
out.
Right, right. And no one is participating any more than sort of just watching. But I think another interactive moment is when the kitchen appliances, which are all puppets, run through the theater and, you know, engage in a little bit of dialogue with the audience.
So the mixer is mixing it up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what's fun is that the play has different aesthetics going on at the same time. And one of those aesthetics is almost like cartoon Brave Little Toaster appliances come to life scene. And that's the scene that Isla was referring to. It's kind of the highlight of the show and for many people because it's very, very funny to watch a food processor and a knife and a garbage disposal have a scene in the middle of an otherwise somewhat naturalist play. It's kind of fun.
Right. And also it's kind of like Beauty and the Beast, you know, where you have the tea.
Yeah.
Teapot talking and the grandfather clock and all that sort of stuff participating in the play. But tell us when the show is going to be performed and, how can people get tickets?
The show runs till Sunday. there's a matinee at on Sunday at 2, and then every other day this week, it's at 8 p.m. at Guildhall.
All right, so no day off, right?
So tonight at 8 p.m., best air conditioning in town, Guildhall.
Yeah, it's going to be nice and cool in there. Where do they get the tickets? Do they just go to the box office, or can they get them online?
So they can do both. They can get them at the Guildhall box office, I think starting at 7 p.m. I think you could try to walk in there anytime, but online is definitely a sure bet at any time of day.
Right, and you started the show, you said, last Friday. How have the crowds been?
We had a great, great opening weekend. We had a lot of people come out, and especially on Saturday, we had a really fun, full house, and it was just great, and it was really fun. And also, the good news is that because of the way we've arranged the theater, people should be able to just come. Like, you don't necessarily have to buy a ticket in advance. Like, you can just walk up to the door and come. And tickets begin as low as $18 if you're a member, and they're $20 if you're not. And there's also student rush tickets available, too. So if you want to bring kids, you're welcome to. Maybe it's, not okay for, people younger than 10 or something. But above 10, it's no worse than any other PG-13 movie in a movie theater.
Right. So it's not particularly scary, not too many, obscenities, that type of thing.
No, not too many, I don't think.
just a few, but 10-year-olds could handle it. Okay.
Well, it's more of if you're creeped out by sci-fi, maybe. If a kid's young enough, they may not even follow the scariness of the story, which is that they're all leaving their bodies behind, which for I think adults is terrifying, but for kids maybe doesn't even register,
All right, talk a little bit about, this is going off track a little bit from Guildhall, but I know your mom is involved in the Sag Harbor Cinema restoration, right?
Yeah, she was actually, not so much now, but at the time she had this wacky idea where they were taking the sign down, and she was like, no, let's save that sign. And that's sort of when somehow weirdly that bizarre action led to some interest in it, and what April and Eric and all those other people are doing now is much more proactive. But she was weirdly involved in the beginning of that process, yeah.
I guess was she around town when the fire occurred, or
no, she wasn't. She lives in Vermont now, but this was way back when we lived in. I no longer have a home here in Sag Harbor, but we did at the time, and my mom was very nostalgic about that sign, and I think a lot of people are, and I think that what's happening now is really nice. People all feel strongly about it,
right? And it looks like you mentioned April and Eric, April Gornick and Eric Fischel, of course. I guess they're husband and wife, local artists that are very involved in this effort, right?
Yeah, they are, and what's cool too is that Eric is on the board at Guildhall, and he, along with the president and Andrea Grover, who commissioned the summit, they are involved in inviting us to present this work. And we were commissioned by Guildhall, which is really rare and uncommon, and I think really exciting. And so big thanks to all of those people involved.
Right. And with the success of this show, are you thinking of maybe taking this on the road, bringing it to New York City or any place else?
We're talking to a couple of venues about if not the same exact project, maybe something else very similar.
Yeah. What, you mean like a different show, but with a similar type of...
I all three of us have a sort of common, have commonalities that we wind up always incorporating into the things we make, yeah.
Right, so you guys have collaborated before.
Yeah, we did a show a couple of years ago at the Parish Art Museum called Galapagos, which was a Kurt Vonnegut novel that Tucker and I adapted, and then Isla did all these amazing costumes for. And the costumes were the best part of the show. She made these iguana costumes and frigate bird costumes and blue-footed boobies. And if you've read this novel, it's all about animals. And so Isla basically turned all of these amazing actors into amazing-looking animals. And so that was just if anybody saw that and listening that saw that show, I was back at it. There's incredible costumes and props that she's manufactured and fabricated herself along with Tucker from scratch, and they're extraordinary to look at. So you've got to come. If you liked Galapagos, you're going to love The Summit.
All right. So again, it's over there at Guildhall in East Hampton, and it's going on tonight at 8 o'clock, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, all the way through till Sunday when they do the matinee, which is going to be at 2 o'clock. And that's the end of the run, right? So no more shows for this particular performance of The Summit. And people can come on down and get them at guildhall.org, I think is the website. And they could also walk up to the door and hopefully be some tickets available, right?
Yeah.
All right. So thank you, folks. Again, we've had Isla Hansen, Tucker Martyr, and Christian Scheider as our special guests here on Tell It LNG, The Summit, Guildhall. Go check it out, and hopefully you'll enjoy it and have a great night out at the theater.
Thank you.
Thank you.